You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
We start this new 624th episode of Neon Jazz with a very talented Manchester-based left-field piano trio known as Go-Go Penguin with the song Time Lapse City off their newest 2019 CD, Ocean and a Drop. So this band consists of Chris Illingsworth on piano, Nick Blocka on bass, and Rob Turner on the drum kit. Their music has been described as acoustic electronica full of surprises, equally on rock, jazz, and minimalism, computer game soundtracks, and glitchy electronica, adding up to their very unique music. We were lucky to catch up with the band, and specifically the bassist, Nick, to discuss a handful of things, and this is how he summed up their sound.
Just music, really. Just, there's no, don't come with any expectations of anything. Don't come thinking, oh, it's going to be a jazz show, it's going to be this kind of a show. Just come and listen and try and base the music on the sounds and whether you get any emotion from it, and that's what we're trying to do.
Their 2014 album, V2.0, was named a Mercury Prize Album of the Year, and in 2015, they signed on to the Big Blue Note Records label and released albums Man-Made Object in 2016, A Humdrum Star in 2018, and these days, they are working on a brand new album set for release in 2020, and we're all waiting for it. And I just had to know from Nick what he makes of them being one of the biggest names in jazz, and this is what he had to say.
I still don't really recognize that as a thing, but if you say we are, then that's cool. Yeah, I guess it is surprising, because especially a band from Manchester in the north of England, you know, coming out to like places like the US, it's still quite a big thing for us that people actually know who we are and, you know, care about what we're doing and stuff. It was a surprise.
Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town full of innovators like Peter Schlamm on the vibes and Herman Mahari on the trumpet, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, giving you the best in old school and cutting edge jazz, baby. So again, we are going to hear from a big name in jazz again. This is the UK's Go Go Penguin with the tune Transient State off their 2018 CD, A Humdrum Star. It's a good one.
Hi, this is Nick from Go-Go Penguin. We're from Manchester in the UK, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was jazz bassist Avashai Cohen with the song Bass Suite No. 1 off his 1998 CD, Adama. So this star in the jazz world was born in northern Israel and started playing the piano at 9, but changed to the bass guitar at the age of 14. He did that because he was inspired by the great Jaco Pastorius. And when we talked to Nick of Go-Go Penguin, he reminisced about a concert he once saw. Have a listen.
I remember I saw the bass player Avishai Cohen play in the north of England in a cricket club, and that was really inspirational to me because he had like Mark Giuliano on drums, and I just thought, this is incredible.
From the New Orleans bassist, originally from Bloomington, Indiana, this is Quinn Sternberg with a great new CD called Mind Beach. This is the 2019 song called Snooze, as we keep all things awake around here.
This is Shane Ensley from Kneebody. I hope you take time out of your busy days to give Joe Dimino and Neon Jazz a listen. We'll be right back.
That was the talented Grammy-nominated band Kneebody with the 2019 song For the Fallen off their CD called Chapters. So in their almost two-decade history, they have created a genre and style all their own, just like Go-Go Penguin. It's an explosive rock energy and high-level nuanced chamber ensemble playing highly rock compositions balanced with adventurous no-holds-barred improvising. The band is keyboardist Adam Benjamin, trumpeter Shane Ensley, saxophonist Ben Wendell, and drummer bassist Nate Wood. We caught up with Shane from the band and asked him about their sound. This was his answer.
We have our own sound, and I feel really proud of that, like the way that we've sort of built something that's I think is really pretty unique, and I think anybody has like a definable sound, and that feels so personal and individual for all of us. I feel like we all get to really be ourselves at the same time, you know, come together to create this you know, this whole that works together in a special way. And for me, that's the most gratifying thing, like that the way we do it together, the communal effort, but the still like the individual expression.
So we also wanted to know how this band works so well together and creates such a grand sound. This is what Shane had to say.
I felt like it was trickier because we're mostly have been defined by the things that we aren't, you know, like we're not jazz and we're not rock, but we're kind of a mix of all this stuff. So sometimes it felt like it was a little hard to have an identity. But on the other hand, I do think that elements of the music are a little more modern.
So the group met in their late teens while they were at the Eastman School of Music and Cal Arts. They became fast friends, and together they joined in Los Angeles back in 2001. And since then, the rest is history. So we need another one from Kneebody, and here you have it. Off their 2017 CD, Anti-Hero, here's the tune Carry On as we move forward.
This is James Carter, and if you're in Cartier fashion, you'll be on the set with Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was a legendary pianist, composer, and arranger Horace Silver with the tune Blowing the Blues Away off the 2013 CD collection. This cat has hard bop all over him and made New York City a playground. Shane from Kneebody talked about how big he was and others in his musical development. Have a listen.
For me personally, when I was, 14, 15 is when I really kind of discovered jazz, and the stuff that really grabbed me was the kind of like 50s era Blue Note. Like the hard bops of jazz, like I love Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers and Horace Silver's albums and Clifford Brown, Max Roach Quintet, Miles and John Coltrane. And like that's the first stuff that I really got into, and still for me it's like just some of my all-time favorite music and play very often.
Over the span of a 25-year music career, native Texan and Austin resident Elias Hoslanger has established himself as quite a saxophonist, composer, and a band leader, and you can hear it here on his latest 2019 CD, For Being There. I can't get it out of my chamber in the car. It's a great one. This is the song Soy Califa as we move forward. We'll be right back.
I'm a trumpet player and vocalist from New York City, and I'm so excited to be meeting my friend Joe Domino here with Neon Jazz. Enjoy.
Thank you.
That was the talented modern-day trumpeter and vocalist Bria Skonberg with the song Blackbird Fantasy off her 2019 CD Nothing Ever Happens. So she has a new set of originals on this album, and there's also covers, and the whole goal is diverting attention from the overload of social media, breaking news, political bickering, and negative energy, and she does just that. It's a little oasis. From jazz pianist, composer, bandleader, and educator, a gifted performer, Michelle Rosewoman, she is joined with her new Yor Uba, and this is the 2019 tune Mountain Sky, Healthy High, off her CD Hallowed, as we move on. Again, that was the gifted and talented Michelle Rosewoman. That was the tune Mountain Sky, Healthy High, circa 2019. And finally, in an hour of distinctive and new jazz music, we end up going out with the same theme and with a bang. This is a four-part cordless creative collective known as Earprint, and this is the 2019 tune Easy Listening, and that it is, my friends. And it's with that that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a cat that approves all that easy listening out there, the Neon Beats Mr. John Christopher.
It's Miller time.
Reach out to us. We're always here, neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Jazz.